Here's a question from Shudameta. He says, I read from Prabhupada's books that eating non-vegetarian kills mercifulness in human beings. But one day my 7-year-old daughter casually asked, Mommy, was Florence Nightingale a vegetarian? We know that revered souls like Mother Teresa, Florence Nightingale, etc. were not vegetarians, but still they did so much for humanity. Will they go back to Godhead, or will they be given some opulence in next birth for good deeds that they had done? He continues, we are pure vegetarians since birth and choice, both, but this question haunts me. I have many Christian friends who are kind and helpful, but eat non-veg. And there's probably two things here that should be addressed. One is the result of being a non-vegetarian in terms of one's ability to understand spiritual life, go back to Godhead, etc. And the other one is how come people who perform sinful activities display nice qualities, good qualities. So over the last few days I've been talking about, especially in regards to cow protection, the result of killing animals, especially killing cows. It's rampant in our day and age, Kali Yuga. And in terms of understanding spiritual life, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Nivrittatarshar Bina Pashugnat, that if you're a Pashugna, if you're a animal killer, then you won't really be able to understand Bhagavad Dharma. You won't really be able to understand Krishna consciousness, or actually the real essential principles of religion. Why? Because, as our Bernard Shaw said, you are what you eat. And if your eating, your life, is a byproduct of violence and the suffering of other living entities, then how can that not affect your consciousness? It does make one merciless. And we see mercilessness in the sense that we see that very often people just are insensitive to the sufferings of animals, despite the fact that they espouse all kinds of philosophy for peace for human beings and want to solve the suffering of humans, but at the same time they can accommodate the suffering of animals. So Srila Prabhupada would say that this is a really silly philosophy. We're all God's children, so how is it that we can just tolerate the suffering? What to speak of the suffering? How can we cause suffering to one of God's children just because they happen to be less intelligent, while at the same time talking about being mankind or love and friendship amongst men and peace on earth and goodwill towards men? It's a duplicitous mentality. And ultimately, it's degrading. If we want to see what, I'm not saying that this is the only cause for it, but if we want to see what the result of animal slaughter and animal eating, which is much on the increase by comparison to what it used to be decades ago, centuries ago, more people are eating more meat than ever before, then just look at the violence that goes on in the world around us constantly, nonstop. I don't think that that's the only cause of violence, but we see such and such person went into a school and killed so many innocent children. All of these horrible things are going on, and people are becoming just anesthetized to the pain and suffering from others. And certainly being non-vegetarian contributes to that significantly. Even though we may see that people may manifest good qualities. Oh, yes. But before that, let's just go to where does Mother Teresa go? Does she go back to Godhead? No, you don't go back to Godhead just by helping people. That may be nice, and it may be a nice sentiment to be a well-wisher of the suffering people, but you have to be a well-wisher of all types of suffering. And you need to be sensitive to the suffering of the animals, especially if you're personally causing that suffering by eating them. So she'll get the benefit of her pious activities of helping others, but she also has to get the reaction to the suffering that she's causing others as well. And if she's fortunate, then she'll get the association of some Vaishnavas, and at that time come in contact with Krishna consciousness, or come in contact with real spiritual values, and in due course of time go back home, back to Godhead. Same, even less for Florence Nightingale. I don't know about her religious commitment. At least Mother Teresa was actually a believer. I don't know about Florence Nightingale. She was a nurse, and she was very much a person who was concerned about the welfare of others. But the other point being is that we see that people who commit sinful activities like this, such as eating meat, they're insensitive to the suffering of others. Still, we see that they're very polite, they're very nice, they're kind, they're generous, and other nice human traits and qualities. And the answer to that is yes. These things can be acquired, these qualities can be acquired by proper upbringing, by training, and they can come as a result of past life. That's why training or education is so important. We see that very often in religious families or families with values, despite the fact that they may not be vegetarians, at the same time they raise their children to manifest very good qualities, and sometimes qualities that we see are even lacking in ourselves. The question is, what is the direction in which, in the long term, those people are going? In other words, if one continues to engage in such sinful activity as committing suffering to other living entities, ultimately they will lose all those good qualities. They'll lose those good qualities, and they'll be forced to take a lower birth. Therefore, our business is to somehow or another get people to understand this very basic principle of non-violence, ahimsa, sarvabhutani, and that if we want to be godly, if we want to really be good human beings, then we have to begin by being good to all living entities and live in this world with a minimum amount of violence. Some violence, they'll always be there for one reason or another, but our eating habits should be minimalized, and we should eat and we should live with a minimum amount of violence to others. So unfortunately, those people who exhibit these good traits, good qualities, they will lose them. On the other hand, sometimes we see that there are those, let's say devotees, that there are devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness, and yet they lack some of the good qualities that their meat-eating counterparts, Christian or whatever, may have. They may not be as polite, they may not be as considerate, they may lack good qualities. And, of course, Krishna consciousness is not an excuse to be uncivilized. But still, Shastra says that they're better off than the other category. Why? Because the good qualities will come. Even if these devotees didn't have good karma from previous life, if they didn't have good upbringing to learn what it meant to be actually a real gentleman and to live like real gentlemen and gentlewomen, they will acquire those qualities because the very basis of it, namely God consciousness, is there, from which all these other things will come. On the other hand, others who have all of these material qualities, they will lose them unless they come in contact with the real sustenance of those material qualities, or something that can really maintain them, which is real spiritual life. And having said that, the best is someone who has all of these, someone who is both a gentleman and both a pure Vaishnava, who follows all religious practices, like being a vegetarian, and at the same time is a perfect gentleman and is kind and is considerate and is polite and is very careful in all of his dealings. So therefore, if we haven't been trained like that, then we should cultivate those qualities at the same time as we practice Krishna consciousness, so that we can be what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be, is be a perfect gentleman, and to show that Krishna consciousness means all the other good things are also there. What we saw in Srila Prabhupada's personal behavior, or read about, for those who didn't see Srila Prabhupada, and what we read about in Chaitanya Charitamrita, about what a real Vaishnava is, Tinara Pisuni Chena Tururi Vasa Ishnuna, all of these good qualities of human being, as well as the good qualities of a transcendentalist. Hare Krishna.